7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me Brother Yasser Ibrahim and I hope and I pray and I also desire that our dear listeners in this blessed month of Sha'ban, firstly that we used and we took advantage of the blessed month of Rajab, as we know that the famous hadith of Ayn al-Rajabiyun, and we have entered into the blessed month of Sha'ban, and hopefully we take advantage of this month before we move into the blessed and most exalted month, that is the holy month of Shahr Ramadan. So one of the things that is important within these months is that we as Muslims should look after the way that we act. The ethics, the morals, our behavior with others is something important. And therefore it is important for us to understand what we need to do and what we shouldn't need to do. So there is this dichotomy here that we need to understand. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners in this episode is a book that looks at ethics. It is a kind of compilation of speeches of a very great scholar. And hopefully we would like to introduce it and then obviously read a part of it in future segments of this episode. So until the next segment, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In this, the blessed month of Sha'ban, a month full of blessings, a month full of, spiritual food, if you want to call it that. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, these months, Rajab and Sha'ban, is where we kind of refine our character so that it becomes more perfected in the holy month of Ramadan. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is titled Ethical Discourses, Volume 1. So this book was compiled by the Grand Ayatollah Al-Uzma, Nasser Makarim Shirazi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. It was obviously done in Persian, in Farsi. And as I mentioned, it's a compilation of his lectures that have been transcribed and edited in a book form. And the book was then translated by Brother Salim Bimji and published by the Islamic Publishing House, IPH, which is located in Canada. So this first volume, obviously indicating that there is a second volume, which we will introduce to our dear brothers and sisters at a later time. This volume, for example, the first of the two volumes, contains, as I mentioned, the transcribed lectures of Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi on a range of topics mainly dealing with ethics, morality, and self-building, all three of which are really important, especially in the month that we are in, which is the month of Sha'ban, where we can refine, perfect, and complete ourselves as human beings. So before we get into the actual text of the book, the translator, that is Brother Salim Bimji, at the beginning brings the biography of the author, that is Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi, in both the volumes, Volume 1 and in Volume 2. So in this part, in this segment, we'll read a bit of the biography for the benefit of our dear listeners. And also then, hopefully, inshallah, life permitting, we will read another part of the biography in the second volume, when we introduce the second volume. So, biography of the author. The eminent scholar Ayatollah al-Uthma al-Hajj al-Sheikh Nasir Makarim Shirazi was born in the year 1345 of the history of the Islamic, so 1924 of the Gregorian calendar, in the city of Shiraz, Iran, to a religious family who were well known for their great level of spirituality and noble ethical traits. His Eminence finished his elementary school studies in Shiraz, and due to his eagerness to learn, his powerful memorizing capabilities, and other great talents, he was regarded as one of the extraordinary students from amongst his fellow classmates, and because of this, was able to complete 2 years of studies in 1 year. The conditions that existed in Iran in those days obligated this young man, who possessed such a talent and great aptitude, to choose the path of university studies to increase his knowledge and attain the higher, the material levels of secular studies. However, through the hand of fate and the blessings of the maintainer of the universe and his own internal desires, this young man developed an attraction to become better acquainted and delve deep into the genuine teachings of Islam, especially since after the spring of the year 1348 after Hijri, or 1937, just after he finished his primary school, the Islamic seminaries went through a major transformation and had taken on a completely new form. So this is a very brief, biography of the author of the book, rather the one who spoke and whose lectures were transcribed, Grand Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading from the text itself. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In this, the blessed month of Sha'ban, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Ethical Discourses, Volume 1, the first volume of a two-volume set. That was the transcribed and thereafter translated lessons and lectures of Grand Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and give him a longer life. And those were then translated by Brother Salim Bimji and published in 40 discourses. So, reading from the text itself, we begin with the first discourse. So, discourse one. We must always go to the source of the problem. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a great imam who lived under some of the hardest conditions and opposition to his leadership. It was through the use of the military of the ruling class of that time that the Imam was forcefully separated from his Shia followers, and it is because of this that there are not many traditions narrated from this Imam. One of the crimes which the Bani Umayyah and the Bani Abbas perpetrated on the nation was the cutting off of all relations and ties between the people and the A'imma of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. If this cutting off of contact had not been done, then today we would have had countless books at our disposal containing the words of these great personalities. In the time period between the leadership of Imam Ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam, we see what kind of valuable treasures were left behind for their followers. However, it is after this time, meaning during the time of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, in which the limits and restrictions were imposed on the A'imma alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to further understand the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, in order to refine ourselves and to become better Shia and better Muslims and better people. Insha'Allah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.